Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. I thought it might be a late night for Percy Snow with a 3:30 start. We'll try to get him.
And who's later. They had a bunch of inductees yesterday.
Ed Buddy.
Ed Buddy. 1960s? Michigan State, early 1960s?
Early 1960s. Played for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Super Bowls 1 and 4. Also, Steve Garvey. Here this weekend.
Yeah, he talks about playing baseball. I always talked about his appreciation to Danny Littweiler and, right. and Duffy playing two sports.
Right, right. Ron yeah. Mason also. They play for the Mason Cup, so that tells you something about his contributions as the winningest. Well,
and they picked
coach.
A good weekend to have that happen, a big weekend, Michigan State versus Wisconsin. I'm really looking forward to that game, watching my left eye at that game, my right eye on Michigan and IU.
I want to reiterate, in case you missed it a few minutes ago, we announced what the BTN reported. Mark D'Antonio will not be in Spartan Stadium today, contrary to earlier reports. Detection of a blood clot in his leg, and he will be home. He seems to be fine, but he is not going to be at the stadium today, and that is a precautionary measure from Dr. Craig DeHaim's instructions. Let's go back out to our phones. And let's try Steve from Langsburg. Hello, Steve.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I did not hear that. When did they find out about D'Antonio's leg?
Well, he went in for his clearance, I guess, on Thursday or Friday. He was in Sparrow, and that is a rumor that we had heard yesterday. And it turned out to be exactly true. We could not get the confirmation we were looking for on it, but that is indeed what we had heard yesterday was accurate, and so he will not be at the game today.
Oh, well, it's not. Of course, you'd be inside anyway, I was going to say, but it's not the best of weather. Just being around doing all that walking, I'm sure, don't help him much either.
Yeah.
I'm still looking at its day by 4 or 5, and I that Michigan-Indiana game makes me wonder as much as Michigan State-Wisconsin.
I must be in orbit here. I'm just not getting it. So you guys, you know something I don't know.
Well,
I believe you.
Watch Ben Chappell throw the football. Okay. I mean, he's very precise on his throws, and precision could really hurt Michigan.
I watched him last year. He was precise in throwing it to the Spartans.
And guys, it really frustrates me about in that 3-3-5. I just don't like the three-man rush. I mean, I just think that when you have a secondary that young, you got to have your D-line help you out and put pressure on the quarterback. And Michigan's D-line does not serve up pressure on the quarterback. And that this is where Chapp will be back, you know, be throwing darts left and right. That's my fear.
That's an interesting strategic point you bring up, because if you go to the 3-3-5, it gives you more help in the back end.
I understand that, but you're getting
otherwise,
each
you're putting
way.
Your guys on an island.
Yeah.
But you're also getting more pressure. I'm a pressure guy.
I'm a pressure guy, too. I mean, as far as a fan, of, you know, I like, you know, you got to put pressure on the quarterback. And, some guys aren't willing to take a hit either.
I'm taking, you thinking Michigan's going to put away Indiana early or something, Jack? Or
I'm sorry?
I'm taking, you think Indiana can't play with Michigan?
I don't think I can play with them for 4 quarters. I think they're going to wet themselves sometime in the second half.
The raindrops might wet them, but I don't know if Michigan will wet them.
All right,
thanks
Steve.
So much for the call, Steve.
See you later.
Thanks so much. We got some predictions to make here, Tom, and a lot of great college football,
of,
as you
lot
say.
A lot of great games.
All right, you're 1, 2, 3 of must-see TV today.
Michigan-Indiana, that's number one for everybody. Watch the Wolverines play. Number two is Michigan State-Wisconsin. That's a very compelling game at Spartan Stadium. And obviously tonight, the big game, Stanford-Oregon. And I'm going to give you a little sneak peek here because I think the Cardinal are going to win. I think they're going to win today. I think they're going to beat USC next week. And I think Jim Harbaugh is going to be the hottest name in college football. And I think the Cardinal is going to be top five in the nation.
And with Michigan going 7-5, Michigan won't be in the market for head coach. And then Jim Harbaugh will sign a 12-year contract with Stanford. And being the man of his word that he is, obviously, he'll be out of the market for Michigan when Rich Rodriguez's team begins to destroy.
No, I think I'm still hoping that Rich Rod is the answer because dealing with another transition is going to set him back 4 to 5 years.
You're right. Well, it's what you want to avoid.
You want to avoid it.
As many hires as possible.
But if all the signs are there that it's not a match, That's the guy. You just go get him. Yeah, I don't care what it takes. I don't care what it takes. You go sign. He's the hottest candidate right now, and he's a perfect match. He's a Michigan man.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So let's. You want to go through the picks now?
Yeah, I just want to announce that you did gain a game on me last week. So
good.
I'm so up two, right?
Two-game lead. And it's going to be at least knotted up by the end of this week, and hopefully if we get enough differential here.
All right. Let's start with the game that we just began talking about. Might as well finish it. Stanford and Oregon. You like Stanford in Autzen Stadium.
They do not get Jim Harbaugh teams, as we saw this playing in the Coliseum. They do not get intimidated going on the road.
Okay.
And they're a good road team, and I was really impressed in their performance against Notre Dame, so I'm taking Stanford.
I like Stanford a lot. And I love the way they played against Notre Dame. But I'm not picking teams to win at Oregon. I'm not going to do it. I just don't think it can happen. I would take Oregon over Alabama in Eugene.
Really?
Yes. I would take in Eugene. Now,
it's the crown
field,
of the field. Is that it?
Yeah, it's the crown of the field. Yeah. If they played on a neutral field, I might take Stanford. Stanford is tough. And maybe that's the coach's personality.
They hit hard.
All right.
Man, watch them on defense.
So we have a difference here. I'm going to take the Ducks, and you have the Cardinal.
Right.
You have the tree.
Yeah,
all right.
Tree.
I'm going to have the Duck doing a lot of push-ups today.
Okay.
All right, we have Florida, number 7, at number 1, Alabama. I have never seen a number 7 team given so little chance in a game like this.
Call this game off.
What?
Bama's going to crush them.
Why?
I've seen Florida and I've seen Alabama on TV. They're a lot better team.
Is Florida overrated?
Overrated, absolutely. Bama is good. They are a good team. So I'm taking. They probably arguably have the best coach in college football right
if
now.
If Bama is so good, why did they have to struggle for all they were worth to beat Arkansas last week?
Well, Arkansas is good. That was
really?
A tough.
You think?
Fayetteville, that was a huge win for and Alabama.
Ryan Mallett gave him the game. He threw a couple of lousy interceptions.
I'm taking right. Bama. You're taking?
I'm taking Alabama, too.
Okay, good.
But not by the margin.
We got to speed this
all
process.
Right. How about Texas at Oklahoma?
Oh, my God. Texas looked horrible. This is a down year for the Horns. I'm taking OU, although they weren't world beaters against UC last week, but I'm taking Oklahoma in this game.
Mack Brown blamed himself as well he should. We both have the Sooners. Number 2, Ohio State at Illinois.
Okay, come on, Bucks.
Playing for the Turtle, the Illy Buck.
Illinois sucks.
Illinois
is going to
look like
line.
A bunch of turtles
Ron
out
Zook
there.
Ron
Zook is going to
get
Ohio
the
State.
Hook when this one's over. Okay, we both take the Bucks.
Northwestern at Minnesota.
Well, if Minnesota can't beat South Dakota at home, how the hell are they going to beat Northwestern at home? I'm taking the Cats.
You like Northwestern now? I do, too. I think Northwestern is going to be undefeated.
Oh, my God. We've all
when they play Michigan State.
I got to get some differential here. Go ahead.
Well, we have one different. Number 22, Penn State at Iowa. You can take the Nittany Lions, Tom.
No, thanks. I'm taking Iowa.
All right,
definitely
I'm
at home.
Go with
that's
Iowa
tonight?
At home.
No way.
Iowa owns Penn State. They have beaten them several times. All right. Number 19, Michigan at Indiana.
In a shootout. Understatement there. I'm taking the Wolverines to have too much firepower for Indiana.
Your score?
And it's going to be, I'm envisioning 45-34 Wolverines.
Okay, I'm going to say Michigan 35, Indiana 20.
Really?
Yeah. More respectable score. You may be right on this one. All right, but we're in agreement that Michigan's going to win. I have Michigan by double digits.
Okay.
All right, we have Wisconsin at Michigan State, and number 11 Badgers, number 9 in one poll versus Michigan State, 21 and 24.
Okay, I'm taking Sparty. I think Kirk Cousins is going to deliver big time today. The balance of Michigan State's offense is going to be the differential on this one. Haven't been sold too much on Wisconsin, although they're very physical. I hope they beat the hell out of Michigan State, make them too sore to play next week. But I'm taking the Spartoonies 20-16 over Wisconsin.
Ooh, very close. I have Michigan State beating Wisconsin 20-17 in overtime, and this time
you and your overtime.
This time Dan Conroy is going to kick the ball. It's going to go through. It's going to be just like Brett Swenson 2 years
okay,
ago.
Okay, gotcha.
All right.
Okay, we got to thank our guest, Jack.
We absolutely do. Want to thank Chris Patrick, former Ithaca and Nebraska star, now on rehab on IR with the San Francisco 49ers. Mohsin Muhammad, former Waverly High at Michigan State and a National Football League star, 2 touchdowns at different teams in Super Bowls, analyst with the BTN, and you can see him on the Big Ten Network Friday nights. John Borton, the editor of The Wolverine, and go to thewolverine.com, Tom. That's the address?
That's right.
All right. for the best in Michigan coverage. Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. We appreciate him joining us, too. For intern Andrea Nelson, our producer Scott Eckersley, and my co-host Tom Crawford, Jack Ebling, saying, have a great weekend, everyone.